T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, Clint. All right, this Deshaun Watson thing is it's drug out a lot longer than it feels like it should have. There were so many things that happened up and down. Who right now today, when you look at the decision that's made, 11 games, $5 million fine, who do you look at that looks really bad here?
The NFL. I don't think it's close. The NFL, once again, they look silly as hell. They appear incompetent to just stick to a process, shut your mouth, and allow the process to work itself out. They can't stay out of their own way. And Roger Goodell is in the middle of it this time. I mean, I think overall they get a bad rap for how they catch a lot of flack for, you know, how they've handled, you know, off the field issues with players. That they definitely get a lot of flack for the way that they've handled off the field issues that in one way or another involved females. And this is just another example of why they catch the flack that they catch, justifiably so. I mean, you got to look at how this thing has unfolded, right? If Roger Goodell would have the NFL was going to catch hell either way it goes. But if Roger Goodell would have just shut his mouth and made decisions behind closed doors, and then when it was all said and done, if you want to sit down and do a tell-all, so be it. Do a tell-all. But Roger Goodell, after Sue L. Robinson, the arbitrator that decided that investigated Deshaun Watson's situation and decided on a 6-game suspension and issued a 16-page report with some pretty tough details, some pretty strong opinions in there on what Deshaun was guilty of, which was fine. She investigated. Her job was done. Now the league had a decision. Okay, do you appeal it or do you let it ride? Well, they decide they're going to appeal it. And the commissioner decides he's going to appoint a designee, Peter C. Harvey, instead of making the decision. He had the opportunity to make the decision himself, but he passed the buck. Gets asked a couple of questions by some reporters, and he puts his foot in his mouth. He goes on and on about how that Deshaun Watson's behavior was predatory, mm-hmm. how his actions were egregious, and how he believes that he deserves a full year suspension and would have to apply for reinstatement in the offseason. And that right there was the biggest mistake that Roger Goodell could have made. You literally appoint somebody to make a decision, and while they're making their decision, you're out here spouting off at the mouth at what you think should happen to Deshaun Watson when you're not the one making the decision, when you pass the buck. So you put your guy, Peter C. Harvey, in a bad spot. So while we're sitting here waiting, okay, Peter C. Harvey is over here. He's investigating. He's doing a due diligence to figure out what kind of decision he wants to drop on Deshaun Watson. Well, then it becomes very apparent that Deshaun Watson's representation, the NFL Players Association, and Roger Goodell and the NFL ultimately are all negotiating a fair deal.
God, and that part there. To have that publicly, No, they're negotiating with him.
And then after all that, it drops that Deshaun Watson is getting 11 games and $5 million. After you stood up and beat your chest for no reason, talking about he deserves a year, based on the evidence that you've seen, based off the evidence that Sue L. Robinson has seen, everybody that's seen all this evidence is going, this guy's got a problem, but nobody's dropping the hammer. And what does Roger Goodell do? Same old thing. He deserves this. He deserves that. And what happened? He got 11 games. So now Roger Goodell, in my opinion, looks silly as hell because he ultimately put his foot in the mouth. And it's one more time where now the NFL fails. Not according to my opinion or your opinion, but based on what they've said, like Roger Goodell's statements, Sue L. Robinson's statements, based off of what they said about what they've seen and what Deshaun Watson deserves, they have once again failed in how they've handled a player, and it happens to involve not one woman this time, but 25 plus, maybe even 26 women when it's all said and done. It's just a bad look for the NFL. I think they are the ones that are big time losers in this situation.
And then to move off of that, to me, what the league then did, gross. And we're going to benefit from it. And when I say we, I mean like us here at Sports Radio 610, people who cover 11 games. Is it a coincidence that 11 games stopped at the game of which he returns here to Houston? He returns here to the scene of the crime, so to speak. He returns here to where most of the women alleged. He returns here to where a lot of the people are saying things happened. He returns here to this fan base at NRG is his first game back. There is no coincidence to me with that. All we heard was 12 games throughout a lot was double it up. That made a lot of sense. Why would you? Because if you're a business and a company, the last thing that you would want to do in this situation is, all right, we have a touchy situation here, a really touchy situation that has almost been 600 days that we've had to deal with. The last thing we want to do is make this thing kicked up and loud again. Not the NFL. They want to go for drama. So all of a sudden, a coincidence, 11 games, not 12, not 13 or anything like that. No, the first time he comes back, we're going to send him here to Houston. We're going to send him right here on the field here in Houston, and we're going to have that crowd, and we're going to have that. We're going to create that drama. That's what they're doing. Any real business would say, let's move past Houston. Let's not bring it back there. Let's move past Houston, or let's move past these victims, so-called, that we say we care about, that we don't want, like, you know, we care about. No, man, we're going to kick this thing and make this story as big as it possibly can be.
We're going to introduce Deshaun Watson, the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns, to the world in their backyard.
Could have gone anywhere. Could have gone to Jacksonville. Could have gone to Pittsburgh, Baltimore, anywhere. There is no place that this thing wouldn't kick up bigger for him to return than here.
Yeah.
And you said it here. What's the difference between 11 and 12 games? What's the difference? Come on, man. Maybe a coincidence. I can't believe it. I can't rock that way. They knew exactly what they were doing. 11 games. All right, we're going to get him. All right, 11. That's
you,
a couple.
Well, you got to believe. Here's the deal. You got to believe it was a talking point in the
negotiation.
Come
on, man. Hey, we're going to get him double figures, but we're going to get double figure games. So it looks hard. We went from 6 to 11, right? But we ain't going to miss them eyeballs right there. We're going to get a team that people believe is going to be the worst team in the league have one of the most anticipated games of the year. All week long, all eyes right here to the scene of the crime in Houston. I mean, what would you do? Look, you don't know what could happen. Like, to me, we've seen protests outside of that bowl before. There could be protests lined up outside waiting for him to come here.
I'll be shocked if there's not.
Right,
that may not even stem from here in Houston. I would the first time he takes the field, I'd be surprised if there's not like national
They don't give a damn.
Not protesters. I guess it is protesters, but just demonstrators, I guess, is a better word. I would be surprised if there's not.
This puppy was all about optics right here. Hey, optics here? We're going to get that. We're going to get that, boy. Y'all got to pay for this puppy. And like you said, hell, they may try to flex it. They may try to do something with it. That part to me was just like, come on, man. Y'all, all right, man, we see the game y'all playing. We're going to move this thing up to 11 games. All right. Hey, stay with us tomorrow night. Tomorrow, not even tomorrow night, I'm sorry. 2 o'clock, 2 to 6, usual. We'll be out at Tupelo's in Spring for the Miller Lite Football Friday. Coming up tomorrow, 2 to 6. Come hang out with us. Myself, Clint will be out there. You never know who shows up. Yet last week, Sean showed up. Landry, Lopez showed up. So make your way on out there. We hook people up with helmets and footballs. And
we'll have a couple little giveaways. We'll have a couple little giveaways. We'll have a good time. You'll get to watch show. Usually a couple listeners at shows pissed off. They'll show up and maybe they'll argue a bit. And it's always fun.
Yeah, that's all right. But they respect.
You can look at Tyler on the screen and flip him the bird or. You know, whatever it is you prefer, whatever you let him know whatever you think of him.
Blow him a kiss, absolutely. Throw your panties at him, whatever you want to do.
Whoa! Don't be throwing skivvies now. Don't be throwing skivvies. Well, it's on your computer.
I want you to have a good time.
Don't be throwing skivvies, man. It better be clean.
Actually, yeah, don't nobody don't throw their tidy whities with some train tracks to there, man. I'd believe any person right now sitting with tidy whities on got train tracks in their drawers. I just feel that way. Who is still wearing those? Do you know somebody right now, to your top of your head right now, you know is wearing tighty whities?
I bet my pops is wearing tighty whities. Now, they ain't so tight because, I mean, he ain't got an ass cheek one.
Your daddy got on white drawers right now?
No question. I tell you what's crazy. I used to go to the athletic club all the time, like in Dallas and then in Fayetteville and Little Rock. I used to go to the athletic club all the time. It's a lot of dudes wear whitey tighties. A lot of old men wear whitey tighties, man.
Still him, man. Somebody gets.
I mean, you think a 60-year-old all of a sudden? You think he just jumps to?
Did
like,
he just get some color
some kind ones? Of sexy ass underwear?
Did he get some color draws?
I don't. Do they even? I guess they do make.
Yeah, they make some gray ones, some black ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what y'all kids need to be doing. Buying you got some parents in there still wearing tighty whiteys. Forget the ties for Father's Day. Buy them some draws.
Sacks is a good one. You like sacks? You ever wore sacks?
No, I'm not.
You got a little sack down there for your jewels.
Do they? I didn't know. Yeah,
it's a nice design. What about you, young buck? You know what sacks are? SAXX.
No, no idea.
No, he doesn't. All right, I don't.
Damn, y'all. What are y'all wearing? Okay. Y'all getting y'all's drawers at Kmart or what?
Remember last time? He's never heard of worn sack. So damn sure don't know what sack.
Well, sacks ain't that old.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us, and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.